Today I effed up by accidentally making my friends think I needed chemo and they shaved their heads and eyebrows in solidarity.
Good friends, but also OP is probably a bad friend for letting his friends shave their heads.
Dude.
When he doesn't have cancer.
Also, like, was there no memo sent out? Is there no group chat? Like, oh.
Yeah, well, maybe they they wanted to surprise him in solidarity. And they're like, hey, we shaved our heads. They're like, I don't have cancer, bro. I was just like,
oh, man.
You know, I was just on a diet.
Jeez. All right, let's see what happens here. I thought y'all might want to hear about a funny thing that happened in my life recently. Yes, we do. Okay, so I, 20 female, was diagnosed with cancer. It's operable stage 0 breast cancer. I'm going to survive pretty much guaranteed. Hooray.
Great, OP.
Great to hear. And I, of course, told all my friends about this when I found out. Here is where I effed up. See, I didn't really mention that much about the treatment since I told them over a text in a group chat when I found out.
There's a group chat.
There is a group chat. When I found out, it wasn't super serious. I just told them, hey, guess what? I'm not going to die. My boobies won't kill me. That's funny.
That's the funniest way to say that the breast cancer is okay. My boobies won't kill me.
You know, sometimes a little humor, the smile makes the darkness feel better. What I didn't tell them was I won't be needing chemo. I didn't really think about treatment with them, just the good news. That's totally fair. Like, you're just like, you have this great thing and you're like, you're not like, by the way, here's,
I love
like,
how the great thing that you're describing, you have this great thing, it's cancer. Is the great thing.
No, the great news that she shared was the cancer is not super serious.
Okay,
so that was the great, I think they already knew she had cancer.
Oh, and then
she told
them
it wasn't super serious. Okay. So that,
John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
Well, it's like good news, right? So like, if you have good news, you're not like, hey, here's the great news. And then here's all the line items, you know?
Yeah. Here's the details.
Unfortunately, all of my friends are wonderful, wonderful souls. Doesn't sound that unfortunate. Who love me very much and want to support me. They're also stupid sometimes.
Oh, gosh.
It happens. Very, very stupid, in fact. And their knowledge about my cancer basically comes from movies or books or whatever. So they just imagined a bald, hairless, boobless version of me.
Oh, my goodness.
A week-ish later, they asked to FaceTime me. Lo and behold, all 5 of them are bald.
Oh my God. These are great friends.
Dude, for real. 2 of them even went so far as to shave their eyebrows in solidarity so people won't stare at me. Dude, salute.
Wow.
Salute to
even
you.
Even the eyebrows. The eyebrows are like when you don't have eyebrows, you look a little scarier.
Anyone listening, Google celebrities without teeth or eyebrows. You can thank me later. It's insane. I was in shock and then howling with laughter. And then I break the news that I basically will not be needing chemo. And even if I did, I would not look like that for a while. And after laughing, I started crying because it made me realize how far my friends are willing to go for me. That's amazing. Wow.
This is so wholesome.
This is so wholesome. We laughed about it for a while. It's a bit funny seeing everyone's eyebrows go back in. But overall, it was really, really heartwarming and funny to be around and then be like, guess which of us has cancer? Ha ha ha. That was literally, she wrote. ha ha at the end.
That's hilarious. I love that drinking game.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's a great one.
I love a good wholesome Reddit story. It's amazing.
Always great for them with the wholesome ending.
Two out of every two podcasters on the OKOP don't have 5 stars on Spotify.
That's both of us.
So if you could donate your thumbs to us right now and use them to tap 5 stars on Spotify or wherever you're listening, we might avoid lethal injection.
Just go to our profile on Spotify, click about, and then rate us 5 stars or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Save your podcasters, Sam and John, today.